Two rallies in Uptown Charlotte Sunday afternoon brought big crowds downtown to remember George Floyd and other African Americans killed by police officers and white people outside the force, too. As WFAE's David Borax reports, both events had a more serious and soul-searching tone than other protests this weekend.
One of the weekend's most powerful moments came at 3:30 p.m. when hundreds of marchers suddenly stopped near the epicenter on College Street. They knelt and raised their fists for 9 minutes of silence, the length of a video that shows a Minneapolis police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck as he dies. Then people started repeating Floyd's last words. It was a big contrast to the window-breaking tear gas and pepper balls of other protests this weekend. That march was part of a protest dubbed Thug Life, a slogan used by the late rapper Tupac Shakur, and a reference to a recent tweet by President Trump that called protesters thugs. Mariah D., she didn't want to give her full name, was an organizer.
We decided to take that name back and explain it and turn it into something better, because that's not what we are. People are out here protesting peacefully. People are out here trying to stand in solidarity with everyone.
Mariah D. also says it was important to have a protest organized by local people. She says there's a lot of concern about outside groups stirring up violence across the country.
And we wanted a space for people to protest peacefully and have a space to speak without any, like, bad connotations attached to it.
After the 9 minutes of silence on College Street, marchers got up and marched back toward Romare Bearden Park. They packed uptown streets for several blocks. It was peaceful, though there was anger in people's voices as they chanted Floyd's name and other slogans like Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and All Lives Matter When Black Lives Matter. The march was mostly younger people and diverse, with African Americans, Asian Americans, Latinos, and white people. Some prominent Charlotte activists were involved. And organizers worked closely with Charlotte-Mecklenburg police to plan the march and ensure it didn't get out of hand. At the other end of uptown, at First Ward Park, there was another rally and march. This was organized by clergy from about 40 churches, who called it It Ends Now. It carried a message that Christians must help bring about change after centuries of oppression. Organizer Keona Osborne says it's just a start.
It Ends Now, Charlotte, is meant to be a movement, not just a march. And so this was really a kickoff to gather people together to end the silence that the church has gained a reputation for having during times like this, and to take a stand against the racial injustice that we keep seeing examples of.
A series of Christian clergy members spoke, including Greg Jarrell, who leads a congregation called QC Family Tree in West Charlotte. He called for reconciliation between white people and people of color. He says that first requires repentance, which comes at a price, reparations.
Money has to change hands. Yeah. Land has to change hands. Lives must change hands. We must submit ourselves to those who have had their lives and their neighborhoods broken by the system of white supremacy.
The rally was a chance for people to express regret, disappointment, and complaint over what Pastor Jeffrey Gibbs of Encounter Church in University City called the unjust deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others. It's a pain we all must feel, says Gibbs.
And the truth of the matter is, those of us who don't feel the pain in the same way should lament as well. Here's why. We should lament that we have been complicit in this level of injustice for far too long.
Like the other rally across uptown, this one had an extended period of silence as Dee Wilson's Rose Petals played, listing the names of Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, and other black people killed in recent years.
I'm asking you to look at all these roses, the petals on the ground. They call this one Trayvon Martin.
Mayor Vi Lyles was in the crowd. She says it energized her after the weekend of sometimes violent protests.
This was the kind of gathering where we see you can protest and your voice can be heard and you can propel us forward. That's what we're trying to do here.
The It Ends Now rally ended with a march around uptown and back to First Ward Park. People chanted George Floyd's name and Black Lives Matter. Some carried signs with slogans including "Silence is an act of violence too," "Racism is the real pandemic," and "Jesus wouldn't be silent." For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.